Here with me I have Mr. Franz Fischler, who is the president of the IFAJ Congress here. And thank you very much, first of all, for having us to your country. And with this huge sellout group, how do you feel about the attendance for this year's Congress?
Well, I think we have a very good attendance, many guests here, and we are very happy about it. We had even too many interested people, so therefore it was not possible to accept all the interested people here in the Congress, but most of them. And what we would like to do here is we would like to show how we organize the agricultural sector, which policy objectives we have, but we would also like to show our guests concrete examples, because I think this is the basis then for good stories, this is interesting journalists most, more than anything else. And then I hope we can also demonstrate our hospitality. And finally, I'm sure that we are able to satisfy all the interests.
Well, you have it's in a beautiful setting here in Graz, which is a gorgeous city. And right now we're at the right next to, I believe, your agriculture
chamber.
Yeah. In a reception where we're featuring, as you told us last year, some fine Austrian wines.
Yes. We are here in the southeastern part of Austria, and this region is called Styria. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this is the home of Mr. Schwarzenegger.
We call him the governator.
The governator, right. And this region is very well known in Austria for their special products. Mm-hmm. So they produce a lot of special vegetables, fruits, and many other things, and also some wine. Mm-hmm. And the wine area here is linked to some degree with the southern neighbor, with Slovenia. And the wines produced here are very fruity, very dry, and also very tasty.
Yes. Well, I know we'll get into this more tomorrow at the official meetings, but any comments you would make in terms of the current state of the agriculture industry here in Austria?
Well, as you know, Austria joined the European Union in 1995. So in the meantime, we are 13 years a member. And in the meantime, the big enlargement of the Union took place with 12 new member states. And this is very important for Austria, because Austria has a common border with several of these countries. And in the past, Austria was to some degree in a kind of corner, because at the eastern border there was the Iron Curtain. And now these developments, these political developments, helped a lot to improve our economy and to increase our output. And in the meantime, Austria is one of the main investors in the Balkan states, and it is also important in the agricultural sector, because Austria and the southern neighbors, they have a common history, and therefore they have a similar taste and similar priorities of food. And this gives many export opportunities to the Austrian farming sector.
Well, thank you very much. I know we're just getting started tonight on our receptions. Thank you very much for having us here, Mr. Fischler.
I thank you.